KVOA, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this foggy Monday morning. 34 degrees on our way to 51 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOA Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Dee Schwinn. For your friends of the library, we understand there's going to be a flash sale coming up soon. Dee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Yes, we are going to have a flash sale this Saturday from 9 to 3. We are getting lots and lots of donations, and we have a surplus of romance books. And so we thought next, close to Valentine's Day, we're going to feature them. Two romance books for $1 on Saturday.
Nice.
They'll be specially marked, and all the rest of the books are available for sale as well. They'll be as priced.
Gotcha. Okay. So you mentioned here about the plethora of romance novels, or maybe it's the raft of romance. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know.
Do you have any count on how many romance novels you have available here in addition to the other materials that are going to be available for folks? Or is that just maybe too much to count?
Well, it's probably too much to count. I know that there right now there are five carts sitting down the middle of the room, and they are full of romance books. So there's lots available. We've been getting so many donations, which is awesome, and so we decided to try this. We're also going to be pushing membership. $15 for an individual, $30 for a family, and if you sign up on Saturday, you get a free book along with your membership of your choice, $4 or under.
Nice.
So that's a cool deal.
Friends of the library showing a lot of love.
Yes. There you go.
Flash sale coming up on Saturday. And again, tell us where we'll be able to find the flash sale, Dee.
Okay, that's a good thing, because even though we've been in 618 Mechanic for several sales, people are so surprised that that's where we are. It's the building right to the north of the library. 618 Mechanic. We got new letters that we put on the windows that say Friends of the Library. And we'll have a big open sign out. I got one of those to kind of highlight that. So we're hoping to get rid of some of those books. We will have a spring sale coming up. I have the dates for those.
All right.
It's going to be April 5th through the 10th.
Got it. Okay. And now, in recent book sales, you've said basically even though you get a lot of books out the window, out the doors, you seem to get to the next book sale and you have more than you did when you got basically had the last one done.
Yeah,
is that
right.
The case again here going into the flash sale and then also up in April?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, the shelves are full again. Well, there's a few on the bottom that aren't full, and we had the sale first part of November. So we're going to get rid of some of them now because we know more with spring garage sales and that kind of thing, we're going to be getting in more donations. So that's what we're going to try to do. I did want to say that our annual meeting we had Zoom plus in person, and it was didn't have good attendance, and so we have not yet awarded our Super Friend Award. And we are going to do that at the February 26th meeting. And anyone out there who would like to come, we meet in the large meeting room of the library at 5 o'clock. And we will be presenting that Super Friend Award on that day.
Nice. So it's the big flash sale, Friends of the Library, coming up this Saturday. And when do things start, Dee?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to go 9 to 3.
Okay.
And so we just come, and you don't have to be a member to get in. You just come on in. You can join if you want to, because in the spring book sale, the members do get a perk of first ones to look at the book and that type of thing. So it's 9 to 3, romance books, 2 for $1. Membership, you get a free book, and all the rest of the books in there are for sale, and we'll be glad to sell them to you.
And Dee, what do the Friends of the Library use these proceeds for?
We use these proceeds to promote programs at the Emporia Public Library. we have our match day money that we use for specific things like the sign and the van and the food cart, Charlie cart, and I'm going to get an awning on the van from this year's proceeds. But there's the regular things like buying items for the summer reading program, buying the books for the book discussion groups, buying a publication called The Book Page, which is available in the library for anyone who wants to pick it up and check it out. And it's free, courtesy of the Friends.
So do you also sponsor the summer concert series?
Yes, I was going to get to that.
Okay. That's,
we have, in the past few years, have taken over sole sponsorship of that. We pay for the performers who come in for the kids' concerts, which will be held in June, the Wednesdays in June. And so we're happy to do that. It brings lots of people to the library, and everybody enjoys those.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Dee, we hope that you have a big turnout here for the flash sale coming up this weekend, and also the planned book sale coming up in April. And best of luck here with both ventures, and looking forward to seeing what you guys have to offer here this upcoming year.
Yeah, well, Pauline was talking about, I heard her talking about, you could come get crafts. Well, you can come get a lot of books and give them to your sweetheart as well.
Sounds good. Dee, thanks again.
Dee, thanks.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Right, yeah, Dee Schwinn, Emporia Friends of the Public Library, their flash sale starting at 9 o'clock this Saturday. Flash book sale, Chuck.
All right. If you want more information about being involved in our newsmaker segments, next week's schedule is already starting to fill up. This week's been full for about a week now, and next week is filling in pretty rapidly as well. So the only available dates as of 7:30 Monday morning are the 14th and the 16th. If you want one of those two, let us know, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Rebecca Curry of Emporia State Special Collections and Archives is our newsmaker guest tomorrow, as we talk about several upcoming activities.
And Chuck, our newsmaker this morning, our primetime newsmaker, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. 7:30, fog, 33 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Black Creek Diesel and Automotive is hiring for a full-time automotive technician. Work in a climate-controlled shop with set hours Monday through Friday.